You're listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Five and Out. As always, I am Steve.
As always, I am Wes.
And we are thrilled to have our good friend Dan here with us this week.
That's me. How's it going, everybody?
Later on in this podcast, we are going to count down our top five essentially useless superpowers with the caveat that they are only good to fuck with other people. So that will be coming on a little bit later in the podcast.
And as no surprise, Steve is the one that came up with this list.
So before we get into that, at first we would like to just talk about a couple of your user comments from this last week.
Our last week's top five was Animal Companions, and a couple people wrote in with their top fives. I hate Echo the Dolphin Game. Again, love that name. Their number five is Shadowfax. Their number four is Dumbo. Their number three is Smog. And the number two is Kraken, and the Kraken from, I guess, Pirates of the Caribbean?
I mean, I think just a Kraken in general is pretty fierce.
Just all Kraken.
It's a sea beast.
Yeah.
Number one is Flipper.
I feel like all of them working in unison is pretty solid, because you're covering land, air, and sea, really, with all of those things.
Land, air, sea, and mythos.
Very important. Often overlooked.
I just really wish I liked horses. I'm not a fan of horses. I did think about Shadowfax.
Yeah, but Shadowfax is the king of horses.
Well, yeah. I don't like douchebags either. So if you'd showed me the king of douchebags...
Well, there's a bit of a difference between a majestic animal like a horse versus the Keystone Light infused visor wearing...
Keystone!
Okay, that the majestic Keystone.
Yes.
Gotcha. Also, Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
Duncan Parker Newton Gaines?
Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
The law offices of Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
First of all, he wrote a comment, Wes, there is zero practicality to a sarcastic talking cat, especially once he discovers your masturbation habits.
And Dan, just in case you didn't listen to last week's podcast, as we were counting down the animals that we would want to be our companions, number two was from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Whatever that... What's it called again? The cat?
Salem.
Salem. That was his number two selection.
Voiced by Nick Bakay.
That... I don't give a shit. It's a cat that's an a-hole. That sits at home.
That's redundant.
I mean, that's... I'm just saying.
If you've already committed to cat, you've also already committed to layabout asshole.
I'm just saying. I think, Wes, of all of your selections, in all of our top fives... In all of the weeks we've been doing this, I think Salem at number two is the worst pick you have ever had. And I back Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
The law offices of Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
I mean, it is written into law that that is the worst selection you've had.
I still stand by it. But anyway, he wrote in a top five as well. His number five was also Shadowfax.
See?
Yeah.
Not the king of douchebags.
His number four is Interceptor from Shadow's Dog from Final Fantasy VI. Number three is Dog Meat from the Fallout series. Number two is Pinkie Pie from My Little Pony. And number one is Gleep the Dragon from the Myth Adventure series and novels by Robert Asprin.
All I'm going to say about that is I feel like your number one is void because it's about books, and we don't talk about books.
As we mentioned many times before, Steve cannot read.
Can't read. So I can't participate in the discussion, so it's stupid.
I don't know why I loan you books.
So, anyway, guys, thank you so much for writing in. Please, again, leave us some of your top fives this week on the comments here, and we will read them on the air. But without further ado, let's get to the podcast, which is already in progress.
This has nothing to do with anything we're going to talk about today. I've decided, and I think this is accurate, any girl wearing a sparkly shirt
puts
is
out.
Six no. hours from being really fucking drunk. She's either been drunk 6 hours ago.
I was going to say, what about the walk of shame the morning after?
It's right. Six.
Sure.
You see her, she's 6 hours away from being drunk. Either previously or going to get there.
Sparkly shirt.
Sparkly shirt.
Are we talking full-on sparkle?
Like we're talking like sparkles.
Dense
like
sparkles.
Dense sparkles. Like okay. Not like a sparkle here, a sparkle yeah. there. Like dense sparkles. Like the glittery shirts.
Was there a certain incident that made you...
I just... Being on the pier, you see it, and you're like, oh, that girl's going to get fucking drunk. And it's always correct. Anytime I see that girl coming back down the pier, she's like, ha! Fucking finished.
Obviously, we're talking about people over 18.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, this doesn't apply to, like, 12-year-olds. Oh, okay. Yeah, 12-year-old girl's like, I like sparkles and schnapps. Like, it doesn't happen. I'm so young, I've made mistakes.
Tonight, I'm Maury Povich. God, I can't believe that's a real show still.
It's great.
Maury Povich is... I think Maury Povich has become almost the new Jerry Springer type thing.
I feel like Maury was around before Jerry.
Yeah, but Maury for a while was like for real.
So. Yeah, he was a legitimate journalist.
Yeah.
He's no longer a legitimate journalist.
Like a Sally Jesse Raphael.
But who is a fucking legitimate journalist now? Like everything... There is no legitimate... Yeah, Clark Kent is... That's, no, but he's got secrets.
Is it, guys?
He's got secrets.
I think he's hiding something.
And I think he is in an inner office romance?
Yeah, so that's inappropriate.
I don't know about
that. I hope they signed a paper acknowledging their relationship.
Pretty scandalous.
That is inappropriate.
I do feel like most... I know this is a gross generalization now, but so much, quote-unquote, journalism now is just such a race to get that story out first. People don't really care how accurate it is. They're just like, oh, it's like, well, part of that was true. The rest is a complete lie. Ha, but we were first.
Yeah.
And they'll report without facts. Like, and the suspect is either white, black, Latino, or Asian, or Indian.
There's a slight chance it's an Inuit. Slight chance.
Slight.
See, we reported it. It was there. That was true.
What if they nailed it? They're like, it's an Inuit. I feel like that is probably the most helpful description of someone, like, a wanted suspect. It's like, suspect is an Inuit. I'd be on that shit. I would spot them immediately.
Well, he was killed with a harpoon gun, and he left a layer of ambergris everywhere.
and he's going to be sweating. He's going to be sweating a lot.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think I would recognize an Inuit unless they were wearing a big... Full parka with a fur on.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily racist. What I'm saying is... I feel like the Inuit look is not too far off from, like, an American Indian / Hispanic look.
Okay, that's fair.
So,
I feel like all Inuits do wear the full parkas at all times.
I think they have to wear them, don't they? Isn't that their skin?
It's a governmental thing. It's like, well, you don't get benefits unless you wear the parka.
I was about to try to do an Inuit impression, but I really have no idea what Inuits sound like.
Because they're so mysterious.
I really have no idea.
What do you mean an Inuit and they all sound... Ah!
So,
oh, God!
The beautiful, silent people that are the Inuit. No, silent. They never... It is their culture to never speak or make noise.
We really wish it was their culture to never speak or make noise. That would have been great if they chose that as a culture.
Unfortunately, they are shrieking people.
Ah!
Just wear your parka.
Snow!
the Inuits are mysterious people.
They're mysterious people.
Man.
I apologize for all the Inuit listeners out there.
The one guy's going,
no! This is biased! Snow!
Almost sounds like Schnarf.
Schnarf! Why, you know? Maybe Schnarf was an Indian. An Inuit.
I mean...
Inuit.
But he's... Well, maybe that's why he joined the Thundercats. Because he's not getting his governmental aid. Because he's not wearing his parka.
That's... Yeah, we've solved
it. What if all Inuits have Schnarf bodies?
They're all realistically two-thirds head. Two-thirds of their body mass is their head.
So it'd be like you.
Yes. Roughly one-quarter of my body size is head.
Did you watch, play, do anything cool this week?
Steve, I did the worst thing ever.
You watched New Nuns with Big Guns again?
Again, I just wanted to make sure I got all the minutia out of it.
Did I tell you real quick about that?
No, Nude Nuns with Big Guns?
Nude Nuns with Big Guns.
I feel like that explains everything you're about to say to me.
Yep. Carry on.
Okay. I ruined part of my childhood.
No, what'd you watch?
It's the 20th anniversary of Power Rangers.
Bad idea.
Yeah. I went back and I watched the first episode ever of Power Rangers. It's like the worst Japanese anime I've ever seen.
You know Bryan Cranston did a voice for Power Rangers?
Yeah. Oh, do you know who he voiced?
He voiced like some ancillary bad guy. Just one of the many, you know, make my monster grow, Rita Repulsa sort of villains.
Yeah.
But that's still cool.
What was the... Was there a particular moment while watching it where you said, okay? Or was it from the get-go?
I feel like my face was like the first time I watched Two Girls, One Cup. Just slack-jawed in disbelief from the opening scene. Let me describe this to you guys. The opening scene...
Don't describe Two Girls, One Cup.
Okay, so there's two girls, and they have a cup. No, the opening scene is two astronauts on this nameless world, and they come across this thing, and they actually have the lines. It looks like a space dumpster. Let's open it.
Oh, shit, Rita did come from a space dumpster. Oh, man. Yeah.
So she pops out.
Wow.
She pops out, and she's like, and now my coming out party. I'm going to conquer the nearest planet. I'm quoting this from the script, guys.
Whoa.
This is the worst. So from that point on, I mean, Zordon, remember Zordon?
Yep.
He actually asks that robot dude, find me some teenagers with attitude. It was the worst thing I've seen since New Nuns of Big Guns.
Did you watch just one episode, or did you try to...
I couldn't do another.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Those are hard. That's a big blow to your childhood emotions.
That was your Netflix review of the week, but we will be watching Primer this coming week and coming at you with it next week.
So, our top five this week is counting down our most useless superpowers with the caveat that they are only useful to fuck with other people. That's the only thing they're good for. So there can't be a secondary thing to, oh, I can mess with people and it can also let me have access to an ATM machine. Like, not, no. It really does no benefit to you at all, except that you can mildly irritate other people at the drop of a hat. It's pretty much what it is.
Accurate.
And no, like, lasting, you can't deform someone's face or, you know, something like that.
Man, face deformity. My number two!
So it is just mildly annoying other people, just pretty much for your own pleasure. I'm actually very excited about my list. My girlfriend and I went to the beach January 4th of July. Mm. And we went there and laid out and we talked about this on the beach, having a few beverages. It was wonderful. So I'm very excited about this list. In fact, I'm so excited, I will begin our list. My number five, what I like to refer to as spinach tooth.
All right. I'm in.
This power is anyone I see fit, I can just snap my finger or point at their mouth, and all of a sudden, they got, like, spinach in between their teeth. And they have no idea. And the best part is, they can, despite the fact they have no idea, if something that you got a little something, even if they went to the bathroom and they removed the spinach from tooth, as soon as they sit back down, I can hit it again. I can spinach them up again.
Keep them in spinach.
Permanent spinach. If I'm around, I can permanently spinachize them. But I'd have to be around them at all times to do that. Again, is that a permanent implant of spinach on their tooth? So while I'm around, I can pop it in there. Because, I mean, think about people you don't really like that much. You see them talking to another person, all of a sudden you just be like, yeah, spinach tooth. And now that other person is just like, and you can gauge how much the other person likes the person you just spinach tooth. Because if they're friends, they can be like, hey, dude, you got a little something up in your grill right away. Or the other person can just let it fly, let it go the whole time, not say a thing. And then imagine getting home and going to the bathroom and realizing, like, oh my god, how have I had spinach in my teeth? I didn't even eat anything with spinach!
Nothing tells you more about a relationship than somebody having something fucked up with their face.
Yep.
The little tiny mess-ups, like spinach tooth, a bug,
you got a little, boogie. You got a little dry guy there.
You got a boogie. You got a fly right there. Hey, you still got some makeup. Something like that.
You got
tells
some crusties in the eye.
You got eye crusties. Any of those things tell you who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Is this a friend or an enemy? Because a friend tells me.
Because the best part is, when it's a friend, they can just tell in such an... Be like, hey, dude, you got a little something right there. And it ain't no thing. You just, oh, cool, dude, thanks. And you're done. And you're out.
Yeah. You got some mayonnaise on your forehead. Come on, I'm going to grab that.
Thanks, man. No, that's fine. I've been keeping that there.
Bro, you got scissors in your nose.
No, that's good. That's good.
Oh, okay.
It helps my breathing at night. I snore, so the scissors help keep that
keep open.
You got some chocolate all over your arms.
Don't talk about my arms. Only my face.
Oh, God.
Only my face. We're not that good of friends. So my number five, I'm gonna deliver some spinach tooth.
Steve, by the way, you have a booger in your teeth?
Oh, thanks, dude. Thanks. Yeah.
Snag that.
Good friends.
I can vouch for that.
Dan, would you like to?
I will. I'm going to start with mine. The ability to make all farts wet.
All farts?
I can make their farts wet. And I'm not talking like wet, like I'm talking like the farts you can't trust.
You have to excuse yourself and check it out.
Yeah. Because the wet ones, you're like, oh, that was a flapper. Like, that one sounded like wind was leaving a doorway. I can't do that again. These are, if I do that again, I will continue pooping. I want to be able to do that. Obviously, that would be a radius for me. I can't just, like, while they're at home.
Sure,
like,
sure.
Because if you wet fart at home, if you poop your pants at home, you're like, I will never tell anyone. And you go and you poop, you finish the poop, and then you sure. burn the underwear. But in public, it's like, no, you can't trust your poops. You can't trust your farts for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah.
See, I'm really weird about farts. Like, I have to leave the room if I'm going to pass gas, if you will.
No. We're not going to say pass gas, Wes.
I have to leave the room when I fart.
Thank you.
Said the F word.
Fuck you.
So that power would be the most detrimental to me.
Wait, now I know you have been in your relationship for quite some time.
I know you have been gassy before.
I believe you have flatulated before.
You're a man who's purchased Beano.
Are you still not at the level in your relationship where you are clear, all full steam ahead on a good fart?
Well,
I'm in that relationship with a delivery man.
You see, about 50% of my farts just reek. And really, it's more of a consideration thing.
See, I'm a very, very low percent stank fart. I'm a very high percent loud, funny fart.
Yeah, you're a tuba farter.
Yeah, I'm a tuba farter. I got a lot of volume, a lot of humor in there. Not a lot of stank in there. So I like to let that fly. I have to let it go.
I'm not that way. I got some smelly stuff coming out of my butt.
You probably have a good diet. Fun people with really good diets have smelly ass farts.
Wait, is it first person to accuse me of that ever?
Actually, I think it's the other way.
Some of the vegetarians that I know, when they fart, it is biblical.
Yeah, well, generally a vegetarian is a pretty good yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find a way because Wes has a bad diet.
He might also just have bad GI. You might have a bad GI. The whole thing might be a mess.
Let's just spend the next 40 minutes talking about Wes's systems.
My irritable bowel syndrome.
All of his systems in general. How
How's your
work.
GI, bro? Feeling good?
Dude, GI's straight.
So your number five was?
My number five was untrustable farts.
Untrustable? Hey, and if you can't trust a fart, who can't trust?
What can't you trust?
All right, my number five, it's weird that you did a fart thing. Oh, wow. We're going juvenile, this one. I called it fecal kinesis.
Ooh, I like the name.
Thank you.
Yep.
But I'm not saying power over all poop, all right?
That's too much.
Too much power.
Too much power.
Let me tell you a story. This happened to me today. I was on a long walk.
A man controlled my poop.
I was on a long walk, and I was about a mile away from my place, and I suddenly had to poop.
Panic.
So bad.
Panic sets in.
Yeah, like I got the sweats. I was hunched over, not moving. It was one of those things, if I moved, something was going to happen. I don't know. I was thinking about pulling down my drawers and like sneaking behind a fence. It was rough. Like wiping myself on the rose bushes.
Yeah. What did on a rose bush? Wes, there's other things to wipe, but
no,
a rose
bush. But nothing is prettier.
Just a prickly rose bush, just to teach me a lesson. No. And I was up to myself.
A rose by any other... Oh, unless it's covered in Wes's shit.
Jesus, that's disgusting.
So, I just thought, what if I had the power to control the poop in someone's body and make them feel like they're going to poop?
Okay. Yeah.
Have that happen to other people.
So you're just looking almost... The power would almost be better if they didn't actually poop. You just gave them the feeling of poop.
That was my second point.
It's the worst feeling.
A panic poop?
No, the worst feeling is that poop that, like, gets in your lower intestines and goes, like, and, like, just kind of pushes out the lower part of your stomach. You're like, ah! It feels like the alien from Alien.
Oh, God.
And then you poop. And then it's all, but then the poop is amazing. The poop feels great.
See, that's great, because then you can just give them the feeling without...
The
climax.
That's awful.
Of the poop.
That's awful.
It's like, oh, my God, I have to. You sit down. Nothing.
No. Blue ball again.
Ugh, Nothing would be worse than blue-balling a poop.
That's a good... A blue-ball poop power is strong.
Thank you.
That is strong.
Mm-hmm. So my number five was fecal kinesis. I just love that name.
That's a great name.
Do you want to hit four as well, or do you want to rotate to Steve?
We're going Steve.
It's me. Okay. It's me. We're going around circular. Number four. I actually have to give credit to my girlfriend. While we were having our long discussion, she came up with this one. But I liked it a lot. I'm going to call this one the silverware bend. And basically...
I feel like this is currently Are You Afraid of the Dark? We're naming the episodes... Story
of the silverware bend.
Silverware bend.
Throw the sand on it. Silverware bend is you have control over both metal and plastic cutlery. And whenever someone is about to take a bite of any sort of food with fork, knife, spoon, you can just wah, and you can like bend. You can make the fork go any way you want. You can drop the food off of it. You're like, someone trying to eat soup with a spoon that continues to bend. Oh, it's great.
I think the worst would be the fork to the teeth.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
nothing would be worse than fork to... Ah! Like, it quickly turns into your teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a nightmare for me.
Yeah. And doesn't necessarily hurt when it hits your teeth.
Oh, it hurts me.
Does not hurt me, but it, like, hearing that sound is no good.
Yeah.
Is no good. So, anytime someone's eating something, you can basically make them revert to eating with their hands.
Nice.
Which would be... Or make them just say, I'm done eating, period. So I realize a lot of my powers are especially effective on first dates.
good icebreakers you have here.
Apparently I want no one to get together ever.
No.
Oh, have a good time at the bar. Huh? And spin it to and bend your fork.
So, you're an investment bank. Oh,
soup all over the body.
It's so hot.
I ruined my pretty dress.
Yeah, I would love having control over people's silverware.
Nice.
It's going to be great.
Nice.
Especially at, like, an expensive dinner party.
Oh, yeah.
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 And let me tell us again about those tax breaks you received, Senator. Oh, steak in my groin.
Hot soup in your crotch.
I feel like it would be also great to do... Because it also extends to knives, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Someone trying to, like, cut a wedding cake.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Here's your lump of dough.
Yeah, please.
You get invited to a friend's wedding, like, as an extra. You don't want to be there at all. You're like, you know what? Fuck your cake.
Yeah.
Just cutting the whole, just a little tiny bits and frosting everywhere and... Then they try to serve it, you just drop the bottom out of it. Our first piece of cake.
Flaw!
Oh, our marriage is doomed! Yes!
I believe in omens!
So number four, the old silverware bend.
Nice, I like. My number four is the ability to make any 4x4-inch part of your body feel wet.
Oh god, my palms are so wet.
No, just one. Just one palm.
Yeah, just one.
It's
one
a
square.
4x4 square. Ah. 4 inches by 4 inches. Like, you're like, my elbow is wet. How's my elbow wet?
Is this couch wet?
It is wet. The back of my neck is wet.
Am I sweating?
It would ruin your day.
Yeah.
Feeling that wetness. And that, for me, I think this power is one of those powers. That's a 24-hour power.
Yeah,
you'll feel wet for 24 hours.
Sure, I'll give you a full day. And it's been trying to sleep with a wet part.
Ugh.
Sure. That's tough. That's tough.
Well, Steve, you slept with all wet parts last night.
Because I'm dripping wet at all times.
Yeah.
But let's face it, I mean, the most effective spot to put that, right in that butt.
Oh, no, the butt wet. Is the worst way.
That's the worst.
You'll waste a roll of toilet paper just trying to... Come on!
Actually, I think the worst possible place is just on the taint. The 4x4, because it's right underneath the balls. Like, the wetness underneath the balls to the bong hole.
Yeah.
That's the worst 4x4 area.
I think that's...
Your taint is 4x4.
I got 4x4 taint.
Oh, my
4x4
God.
Taint.
That is a super taint.
Yeah.
Mega taint.
My taint tis.
I mean, I would imagine that's where probably 90% of that power would go.
I would try to get more exotic with it.
I would try to as well.
I would try to get, like, lick your tooth.
A wet tooth.
I would try to like make your teeth feel real wet.
Or if you just made the whole mouth feel super wet.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting... Because knowing that you have not drank anything, but yet it is still super wet.
Or somewhere on your back. It's like, baby, is my back wet?
Right in the middle where you can't actually touch it.
Yeah. You're like rubbing against the wall, the corner of the wall. Like, what is going on?
Wet. You are wet for 24 hours.
You know what's a pretty uncomfortable wet, though? Is the like right underneath your chin, kind of where your chin meets your neck, right there. That's a kind of uncomfortable place to be wet.
This is coming from unbearded men.
Oh no, I have zero ability to grow a beard.
As a bearded man, that wetness just gets wicked away.
Ah, see, I don't. That is a superpower that you actually possess.
Yeah.
The
beard wicks it away. No. It's wonderful.
It's a good one, man. I like that.
Yeah.
4x4 wetness.
4x4 wetness.
All right, well, my number four, speaking of beards, is facial hair follicle hyperactivity. Basically, you can make people grow mustaches or beards.
I thought about this one. Actually, yes. No, I take that back. My girlfriend thought about this one.
I just picture you're at a bar, and you speak to this girl. She's a total bitch to you for no reason, so she walks away with a Fu Manchu.
Full, like, Kung Fu Master style? Like, just go over the chin?
No, just the mustache down here.
Oh, Wes, you took this to a place I didn't even think about putting facial hair on women. I'm such a fool.
Come on, Steve.
I would do it more on babies. Just that, like, what an adorable bit. My God.
Was your baby 30?
Yeah, 30-year-old. I saw a baby with a mustache once. It freaked me out.
Was it an Inuit? Still,
it might have been an Inuit.
Who knows?
The baby, the cry was, "Nyah! Battle!
Yep.
Snow!"
Yep. Classic Inuit baby call.
Yeah, I saw a baby with a mustache, and it freaked me out. It's still, I saw that baby in 2007.
Is it still a baby?
I hope not. I would hope not. I saw that baby in 2007. It has haunted me.
Did that baby have a better mustache than what my little wispy...
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
See, with this power, I'd finally be able to grow a beard. I'd help you grow a beard.
I'd
help our girlfriends grow beards.
Sweetheart, can you take the garbage out? Yeah, sure. After I give you a beard. Never mind, I'll take it out. So you said full facial hair?
I mean, I'm not going the full face, but like
I was gonna say,
regular facial hair.
I mean, if it is face, just imagine the power of growing someone's eyelashes out super long. Like, to the point where it's long hair. They can't open their eyes anymore.
Just drapes. They just have drapes down the eyes.
Which I think that teeters on too much power, because you're essentially making them blind.
Yes.
But giving them a sweet Fu Manchu.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, even just giving them... Just a little, like, if someone just gets a fresh haircut, and you're like, you know what? You got bushy, just gross sideburns. Like, Oh, man.
So, yeah, man, my number four, facial hair follicle hyperactivity.
Nice.
I wish I had a better name for my three. Maybe we can come up with one. But my number three is, at the drop of a hat, I can instantly summon four fruit flies to buzz around your head. That basically the fruit flies think your head is some sort of bowl of fruit. And they're just, you get a little gnat circle going around your head.
I feel like one of the four should be a house fly. That there's a house fly and three fruit flies.
Okay. No.
I feel like that would be like, what the hell? What? Why this different species? Like, what is this attracted to?
It's too much power.
So that's the thing. I don't want to be too, like, I can't summon like a swarm of killer wasps or something.
Can you kill them?
Yeah, but I'll summon them right back. I'll bring them right back. Like, I'll let you walk about 10 feet. Oh man! Boom! No! I didn't get them at all. And so yesterday, we thought about this when we were at the beach, and then when we were walking back for the fireworks, we walked through honestly the biggest swarms of gnats I have ever seen in my life. They were probably 5 feet tall by 3 feet wide, and there were 15 of them on this path. They were just swarms of gnats. And as we walked through, And I was like, this is so annoying. And I was like, thank God this is my number three. Because this is awful. And that was, guaranteed. I mean, granted, it was more than what I would have the power to actually summon. But if you're just sitting down watching...
That's enough. Four is enough.
You're watching The Office on your couch, and boom. And when they get, like, by your mouth...
got one in the eye the other day.
That's bad.
Got a gnat in the eye.
Which, did you immediately do the stop moving, hunch your back, touch the eye?
It was so deeply embedded in my eye, I had to go to an emergency eye wash station.
Whoa.
Yep.
That's but about most the of the times, they usually are. Most of the times when I'm throwing gnats at people, no emergency eye wash stations. So no. If you get one in your eye, too bad.
You'll disable them. That's it. I'm here, guys, I'm here. Oh, it's broken!
As soon as you eye wash it, I don't care. I'll give you four more.
Sure. Man, that'd be so annoying, especially if nobody else was having problems with the flies.
Yep. It's almost the Charlie Brown, or is it Charlie Brown the black cloud that just follows him?
That's Charlie Brown.
No, that's Eeyore.
Yes. Almost Eeyore, where it's not raining anywhere.
You're thinking
else.
Pigpen, who had the cloud of stink following him.
That's it, yes.
The dirt.
There's gnats are all over no one else. It is just you. In a restaurant, you are in your car.
In a hyperbaric chamber.
How did this happen?
So here's one, not even while you're on a first date. You could be driving and see a guy that cuts you off a little bit in the car. You know what? You know what you got? You got four gnats in your car. You know what they're going to do? They're going to get in that light in the roof in your car, and they're going to die there. And you're going to see those gnats in your light for the rest of your life.
Could you summon, like, four gnats after four gnats after four gnats?
I think I can only summon, to limit the power, I could only summon the next round of gnats once those four were dead.
What if that one gnat is just so, so perseverant?
You know what? If the person I summon the gnats on is just finds it that they will allow one gnat to follow them for the rest of their lives, then you know what? I feel like that's punishment enough.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. I surrender to gnats. No good.
Then that person has much bigger problems than what anything else I can do to them if a gnat is now their lord and master.
Just think you're sleeping, and then suddenly four flies land on your face. Oh, like one gets in your nose. Like, it's a farmer blow that thing out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, man. Number three, I'm going to do the gnat swarm. The small gnat swarm.
My number three could actually be used in conjunction with yours and could be potentially murderous.
Oh.
The ability to make someone yawn for up to 20 seconds.
The old long yawn.
As I was reading, like, oh, make people yawn, I could not stop myself from yawning. Even reading the word yawn made me go like, and I couldn't stop it. It was awful. If you had someone yawn for 20 seconds and then went, gnats. And then you're like,
I just can't close my mouth.
You're so overwhelmed by the gnats like going into your mouth.
And coming back out.
And coming out. And you're like, oh, my mouth is wet too. Just awful. Just an awful day.
Man, because that's, again, I feel like fucking with people powers, again, are the best on first dates.
Sure.
If you... Like, oh yeah, so what is it that you do? And all of a sudden you go, yawn. If you don't want to hear about it, then don't ask about it, you asshole.
But think about how long 20 seconds is.
It's a long
20
time.
Seconds is a long time. I was like, 5 seconds. I was like, no. No, 20.
Again, I encourage any listeners out there right now to pause and just really take in how long 20 seconds is. Because it's a long time.
It's way longer than you think.
It really is.
Just open your mouth real wide.
20 seconds.
For 20 seconds.
You know what? No, we won't do it now, because that's just not good.
Well, you guys keep talking, I'm going to do it.
20 seconds of anything is, maybe not sex.
Starting
anything
now.
Long.
Isn't that awful?
It's awful.
Isn't that the worst thing in the world?
And you know what? There is time in there for a really comfortable yawn.
Yeah.
But that
was
over about halfway through.
Yeah. 10 seconds is a long yawn. Oh,
that's a big time yawn.
That's a I'm a bear waking from a winter slumber yawn.
Man.
20 seconds is time enough to get offended for the other person to get offended and run off. But you can't even
recover from that. You're just yawning for 20 seconds.
The old long yawn. That's a good three.
Yeah,
that's a good three.
Yeah, potentially devastating.
Mm-hmm. God. Especially the spinach tooth. Like, you have a spinach tooth.
Well, luckily the yawn would cover the spinach tooth for the most part. I don't know if you... Only monkeys yawn with teeth. It's an awful thing.
Okay, so my number three is super ventriloquism. Basically, being able to throw your voice anywhere.
Wes, I feel like this may be almost too powerful. Explain it.
Well... I thought of these in scenarios. So here's a scenario I cooked up. You're talking with somebody else in the kitchen, and you throw your voice in the cupboard. He's like, let me out! Did you just hear that? No, man, wait, what are you talking about? Seriously, let me out of here! Did you seriously not hear that? And they start searching the cupboard. It's like, I'm in the cookie jar! If you go to the cookie jar. Like, are you not hearing this at all?
I think as long as it's in visual distance view, the ability to throw it, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Okay.
Fine with that. That is just powerful enough to be super annoying.
Oh, yeah. But the great thing about it, though, is that it leaves lingering psychiatric devastation to that person.
Yeah.
That they think they are legitimately crazy at that point.
You could also continue to make people think there's someone at the door.
Or just get really practiced at knocking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What?
What? What? You damn kids! I feel like you have to be able to see it.
Okay.
You have to be able to see the thing you're throwing your voice
to. Yeah, I think it's got to be within visual range.
Or, I would even say, like, 50 feet.
Sure.
50 feet. You have a 50-foot range.
Yeah, like, if you're way back in the back of, like, a concert, you can't throw your voice, like, you're, like, onto
the microphone.
Yeah, so, yeah, you can't do that.
Like, are you ready to party, Cleveland? No, I didn't say Cleveland!
I know I'm in Chicago. I know that. I love Cleveland.
No, wait. Take that, band Chicago. I have my revenge. Quote,
you know,
Steve Perry.
Just going on on something that would actually be really nice, I think. Because if there were a little kid in the room,
that'd be great.
And they're playing with their teddy bear. You could throw the voice to the teddy bear.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty fun. That'd be a pretty cool little thing. Until that kid later is like, no, you don't understand. My teddy bear
to me
talked, and then again, now you have deep psychological scarring. So that's just a really bad fuck with people. Actually,
yeah.
Never mind.
Well done, sir.
I retract.
So it may be almost too powerful, but my number three is super ventriloquism.
Okay,
50 feet.
50 foot ventriloquism.
Yeah,
gotta pair it back. Pair it back.
My number two. I'm gonna take the fart throw. You are able to send your farts anywhere within visual distance.
That is a power that I have. I used to specialize in high school of being able to aim my farts. I could get them underneath people's desks to the person that was not next to me, but the person next to them.
How does that even happen?
I got a strong asshole. It's real strong. The sphincter is tight.
Do you have
the force is phenomenal. My PSI is out of this world.
Do you have ventriloquism of the ass?
I think I did. Oh, yeah, I think I did.
That's kind of what this is, a little bit. Kind of throwing your fart, but the fart will actually be there, I suppose.
Sure.
That, because this came up when, my girlfriend and her brother and I were in the car, and we were driving by this guy on the highway, and he just looked really unhappy, and my girlfriend's brother farted in the car at that moment. And I was like, man, wouldn't it be great if we could just send that fart to that car? So you see an already grumpy guy driving, and then he's like, No!
And then I'll throw a 20-second yawn on him.
Yeah. It's in my mouth!
And that's... No!
And then after we joked about it, I was like, you know what? The best would be, if this would be worth the cost of doing it, is if you hopped on a plane, flew to Vatican City, and when the Pope is in the Popemobile, you threw a fart into the Popemobile.
Just inside that little case.
In that little plexiglass bulletproof area. And he's like, he's waving. And you know, you ate nothing but Chipotle and old Chinese food. 2-day old sushi. You're like, hello! Send it. And then you see him go, "Oh God! Why have you done this to me, oh Lord?"
Man, I've never seen the Pope run so fast.
But, I but he's like, stuck in the box.
He's like a fly in a jar.
That one would almost get annoying to you as the fart thrower because you'd make your diet so particular. It'd be like being an athlete where you're like, oh, I can only eat these certain things. You're like, I can only eat onions, asparagus, and shoelaces because these farts have got to be biblical. These have got to be unreal.
But talking to our previous conversation, since I don't really pack the stink power necessarily in my farts,
yeah,
I can almost use this power for good if people have a sense of humor. Yeah. If they're driving in their car and all of a sudden they just hear... If I just hear a random fart, A, I'd be a little scared, but then I'd be like, I would just start laughing. So I could fuck with them in a comedic way as well.
This is
funny fart noise.
This is a beneficial power.
Could also be mostly used for evil, especially first dates again.
I was just going to say that.
First dates.
I feel like that's the category most of these things have to fit into, is like, would they destroy a first date?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would they unhinge a first date?
Which are so easily unhinged anyway.
Yeah.
But this one would really unhinge it. And if it doesn't unhinge it, marry that. Lock that down.
She's like, that's cool.
If you drop a stank bomb 30 minutes into dinner, lock that up.
Yep.
What if you did that, and then she's like, that's okay, and she laid a stank bomb of her own?
I feel like you have to, yeah.
Especially if you didn't actually lay the first one.
It's like, I gotta go. Like, that's disgusting.
I have to assure you, I did, that sound was not from me. That must have been some. No, that's cool. I got it. Check, please.
For those of you listening at home, Steve just lifted his leg and then brought the choo-choo train in with the arm.
The angling, the old sweet, like, the victory Tiger Woods almost move. Yeah, the fist pump. Yeah, it's good.
So that's how you get all the fart out.
That's, I mean, come on. There's only two ways to maximize your fart. And one is to get that pull action. The other is to sit on a wooden surface.
Those are rattlers.
Or squeakers.
Squeakers or rattlers, either one. Not a good name for a snake.
The much coveted squeaker snake.
Oh, that squeaker snake.
It's my number two. I'm throwing those farts. I'm throwing those farts.
My number two is the ability to have things remain closed until I open them.
You are the lock master.
So like a jar of pickles? I can't get this open. Ugh. And I walk over and I open it, no problem. Oh, I can't open this door. Ugh. And I walk over and I open it, no problem. It would make full-grown men feel powerless.
It's true.
I can't get this vagina open. Don't worry.
Sorry, I threw a fart in there.
Threw a fart deep in that vagina. And now you're going to yawn and eat it up.
That was, oh man. Could you imagine throwing a fart in a vagina and then right as the guy's about to go down, throw the yawn on him? And then gnats come out?
And then a voice?
He throws his voice. Get out of here. This isn't for you. Oh, God. The power we could wield.
Clearly this area is bad news.
Get out, kid. Get out while you still have time. And apparently when we throw a voice, it turns into a 1920s detective.
Get out of here, buddy. Get out of here.
Yeah, see?
I think there'd be nothing worse than having someone like try to open a bottle cap. Try to open...
That clearly says twist off?
Yeah. Even, like a tab of Coke. Like, all things openable, I would be able to lock them until I myself put my hands on them. Obviously, while I'm in range of it.
Of course.
You know, it'd be a field of lockable things. But I'd be able to open up cans of soda for people that just can't figure it out.
A good place to use that would be when you're getting on the L here, or any sort of public transportation. You keep those doors closed while everyone's waiting to get on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
The rage that would ensue would be incredible.
But I'd walk in the other doors, yep. I'd go over to the little bar, I'd pull it, and I'd be like, come on. Especially if other people are trying to pull that bar down and let those people in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you can do it to car doors.
Yeah.
Or if some D-bag is talking about his workout regime, then he can't open a beer. Like, hold on, I got it. You bite it off with your teeth.
I got it, bro.
Or if that douchebag is walking out of the gym and he's on his phone, you can keep the automatic door closed so he walks into the door in front of the girls on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
So many uses.
That's good. I feel like this one is my most... This is my least funny, perhaps best one.
Okay. And no, there's less comedic timing to it, but I think there is more of a deep-rooted sadness in this.
Yeah, this is a sad one.
This is a
real sad one.
We're bringing it down.
Yeah. Effective.
But sad. We're all sad.
Well, because no one doesn't... Whenever anyone, woman or man, says, I can't get these pickles open or this whatever open, I think all men were like, a challenge. I have been called. And you have to do it. We were at our 4th of July little barbecue thing last night, and my friend was like, I can't get this jar open. And at first, you know, I gave it the first tug, and I was like, it's not going. It's like, I must get this open.
It has to go.
But I did, for the record, round three, I got it open. But if it never opened, I would have been a damp round.
And how much worse would it have been if I walked over to it after you really put your sweat and your elbows into it, and I just went...
But you know what? Because this is the stop response to that. It's like, oh yeah, you know, I loosened it up for you. You know that. Then what you could do, you could just put it back on and say, okay, do it. And lock it. And then take it back and open it again.
See, now there's levels to this.
Oh yeah.
This is one of those deep psychiatric ones too.
Yep.
This one can really mess with your life forever.
Yeah.
See? This got
and
sad.
Especially if it like if this was somebody maybe in your circle of friends who you don't necessarily like a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That you could do this to them every time you see them. Whether it's even just like a can of beer with the pop top. It won't open!
It would be the simplest things.
I mean, that would destroy a man.
Think about how many things you open in a day.
Oh, I mean...
A package.
Your laptop.
A drawer.
Some people with flip phones.
No, you can't even unlock your slide phone. You can't even open your phone if your phone is password protected.
What about candy wrappers?
Yeah, same thing.
God, how embarrassing.
You see how much worse this has gotten as we've talked about?
There's a lot of layers.
This one is evil.
And the thing is, if you not even followed a guy for a day, but if you just popped in on him enough over a week, I mean, you'd ruin him.
Yeah.
You'd ruin it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Powerful.
It's a good one.
Powerful, but not overpowered.
No.
There's so many levels to this.
Absolutely. Because as long as you keep the range within, like, 30 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
30 feet of me.
Sure.
Okay.
So my next one is going to be really bad, but I think it's more bad for me. The next one I picked, this is a tease, would destroy me.
Okay.
All right. So your number two was?
My number two was locking it up.
locking that shit up. My number two is Sneeze Master. You're able to make people sneeze whenever you want.
I would love on that first date if you made someone sneeze and I made them yawn.
Their head would just explode.
Or one sneezes while the other yawns.
Yeah, one sneezes while the other one yawns.
Like sneeze into the mouth.
Yeah.
Like that DirecTV commercial.
How was your day?
Like, of course you could use it on the CTA, on the L. You could use it in random public places. But what if, like, your girlfriend is yelling at you, and you give her sneeze after sneeze after sneeze after sneeze, or your boss gets up and yells at you, or you're at a wedding, and the groom's about to say, I do, and he just sneezes all over the bride.
That's good. That's a good it's a good delay tactic, too.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
I feel like you would remove yourself from the situation if, like, you just kept sneezing.
Sure.
Which is nice, like... Anytime I'm in a situation where I'm like, I'm sneezing, I'm like, I gotta go. I'm like, I'm sneezing too much. I must be allergic to something here.
Sure.
You have to be discretionary with how many sneezes. Because you want to maybe give them one or two, and then give them that moment of, am I going to sneeze again? Wait, no?
Boom again! Yep.
Especially if it's a messy sneeze, like you have to excuse yourself.
The worst.
Could you adjust the moisture?
I don't know.
Do you have a control a knob you can turn on, like booger control?
That might be too powerful.
I think it's too powerful.
Too powerful.
Yeah.
If they happen to be loaded up with snot,
backed up boogie backup.
If they got the boogie backup, You're calling them out.
Yeah.
You are the caller of the boogs.
Everybody's about to find out.
So you're kind of being the boog whisperer.
That's what I'm saying.
How's your boogs? Not good.
Let's find out the truth. I know everything we're saying has to be within range, which it needs to be that way.
Yeah, because you shouldn't be able to do this to, like, the president.
Yeah. During the State of the Union. Like, and if you really, really want to do it to the president, you have to you have to be there.
Yeah, you got to buy a plane ticket.
Yeah.
Sure.
The sneeze whisperer.
That's
or
me.
Boogie controller.
Boogie bottoms up. I don't even know what that means.
And you can put that on a business card. And people are like, oh, you're like a wedding DJ? Yeah. That's what I am.
That's what I've always been.
All right, so my number two was Sneeze Master Flash.
/ Boogie Controller.
Ow!
Which brings me to my number one drumroll, please.
I'm not a percussionist.
Instant Tramp Stamp.
Wow. Wow.
And not just a tramp stamp. I get to control what is in the tramp stamp. The writing within the flowery outside.
Can you overwrite a already present tramp stamp? Okay, there you go.
Yes, I can. And again, I feel like this is a... I feel like even 12 hours is maybe too powerful for it. I feel like it's almost like a 6-hour tramp stamp on there.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, there's... I mean, and I can put... And I can't write a paragraph in there. But, I mean, you know, I can get a couple words on a good old tramp stamp, or it can just be a design of my choosing, whatever that is. But, I mean...
It should be a butterfly perched atop a dick.
I mean, that's
the worst possible tramp stamp in my mind.
My girlfriend and I, again, we brought this up and we thought it was pretty funny. We were talking about what could be the worst tramp stamp. And obviously, that could, you know, depending on the person, you can put different things in there that would affect them differently. Or their friends around them that will see it differently.
Yeah.
But I think probably the general consensus worst one to put in there, especially in like a bar/first date situation, a tramp stamp that says HIV positive.
It's pretty bad.
I think it's pretty tough.
That beats out the butterfly in the design of an American flag.
Yeah. Because imagine, let's just say, we all decided to take mercy on this fictional first date couple. We didn't sneeze them, we didn't yawn them, we didn't nat them. We just let it all, and you know what? The date went really well.
It's going real great.
Things are really good.
Just potential.
And you know what? And Wes even used his voice throwing ability to be like, hey, Dave, you're awesome! And he's like, oh, who is, I didn't even see anyone. Well, thanks. And the girl's like, Dave, you must be awesome. And then you get home.
That guy looks like he has a big dick. Oh, maybe he does.
And then it's starting to get intimate. And all of a sudden, she starts taking off her clothes. She has no idea she has a tramp stamp on her. She's never had a tramp stamp. And all of a sudden, she turns around. And it says HIV positive right above that booty. All of a sudden, Dave has some things to consider.
Putting on the brakes time.
I
feel like at the same time, you would want... It would be so much more impactful if he only saw it during the intercourse.
Or you waited outside and mid-coitus.
Right as she's turning around, you're like, pow! Pazow!
And actually, to me, this actually isn't the best way to use it. This is probably the most maniacal way to use it. The best way is like you go to like an all-male intramural football game.
Yeah.
And you say, and like, on some, like this... You know, a bunch of just athletic guys playing this Superman, like, flag football game. And I'm like, and on one guy, you write, like, cock rocket. in a tramp stamp on his back.
I would have, like, a charcoal Katy Perry drawing.
I was gonna say,
or you put, like, a
Perry
dolphin.
Charcoal. Yeah, so
a dolphin on top of a manatee.
a dolphin jumping over a rainbow.
So, I feel like there are... many, many ways to use an instant tramp stamp.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a tramp stamp, you surely don't want one.
Definitely not. Steve, I feel like you, to all of your friends, or to anybody on the block, would just put property of Steve on their back. If found, call.
That would be what you do. You find out an ex-girlfriend's going on a date, and you're like, oh yeah, I hope you have a great time on your date.
Boom.
Property Steve's. Of...
Steve's been here.
Yeah, it would just be a picture of you going, I've been there.
Hey.
I've been there, bro.
Yeah, so I'm going Tramp Stamp. Instant Tramp Stamp, number one.
My number one may be too powerful.
All right, here we go.
What is that word? Oh, that's right. You'll never remember it.
No.
To make you permanently forget that word you're looking for.
Wait, permanently?
Permanently.
I feel like it's too powerful. I feel like you're erasing memories at that point.
You can only do it to one word for that one person.
I feel like it's too powerful. I feel like it's got to be a time lapse.
Then a month.
A month. Because, I mean, if you really hated someone, you could say, like, the.
No. It can't be any really valuable word.
Okay.
It can't be words like the and I, you know, friend, like any simple noun. It would have to be like, and I would use this on dudes that try to use the word like pulchritudinous.
I don't know dudes like that.
You do, because I am that dude.
When I feel like when you say the word dude, I feel like if you're going to mess with people, make people lose the ability to say the word bro.
Yeah,
there's a certain group of people where they would, their heads may just explode.
Yeah. Hey, what are we doing tonight? Friend? Oh, no! So, I guess if I can't make it permanent, it has to be really long.
Okay, I'll say a month.
It can't even be
and
a day.
As long as it is not a,
it's not
everyday.
Not an indefinite article.
Sure.
Nothing like that. You can't forget the word mom, you know?
Okay.
But even if you did forget the word mom, you'd be like, mother.
Sure. But there's a lot of people, too, you could take the word, like, Facebook away from, or Twitter, or something, and really mess them up.
Tweet.
Yeah.
So I was Twittering? What is that word?
Twitter? Tweet?
What is that? I basically just want them to go, what the hell is that word?
So it's basically the tip of the tongue power.
Tip of the tongue. It's taking away the tip of the tongue.
That's a fun thing to say.
Taking away the tip of the tongue.
I think Shakespeare wrote that.
Yeah. It sounds like a shitty actor's vocal warm-up.
Taking away the tip of the tongue.
Tip-a-to-to-to-tie-to-tay.
Man, you go for the deep... You go the deep burn.
This is just the last two.
The last two are deep burns.
The last two were real big emotional digs. We do need to remember that I am the guy that came up with wetness. The orange wetness.
Let us not forget.
By no means debilitating, just goofy. The final two, though, reveal a deep, dark part of my soul.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Removing just that tiny little slice of brain for a month.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, my number one is instant sunburn.
Oh!
And you could either, obviously it's a vicinity thing, you could either put it on just the arms or the legs, but I like to use it if someone I don't like goes to sleep at night. I stand outside their house, and I give them a full body sunburn.
Wow, you're a vicious man.
Oh yeah. Oh yes.
I feel like I would do it directly before I slapped him on the back.
I was thinking that too.
Right before you give him a good old back slapping.
Because they have no idea that they're sunburned on their back.
Yeah.
Sure.
They have no reason to be sunburned on their back.
Because you can just go, oh, it's like just a regular gentle pat slap on the back like any normal person would. And then they go, why?
What kind of duration are we talking on sunburn?
I think just the duration of a sunburn.
Like about 5 days?
Five days a week, maybe, for it to peel off. Like it's a
you know what? That might... That's not the worst part.
It only hurts for 2 days.
But the good thing about this, too, is there's the secondary part, which is the peeling.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Let us just give it this caveat, too, that even if there was, again, this one guy, kind of like the guy that we've been closing the bottle and closing the doors on this guy for months, even if there's one guy that you just perpetually sunburn, let us not give him some sort of increased risk of skin cancer.
Let's take that away.
Let's say that's not part of it.
Well, you don't have the power of sunlight. You just have the power of sunburn.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Because the other part, too, is once you're sunburned, showering becomes impossible.
Yeah.
On a total body sunburn.
Oh.
Totally impossible.
Like, if you give them some sunburn in winter, it's like, I haven't been outside in months!
Oh my god, dude. I didn't even think about this until right now. Because I've never heard of it happening, ever.
Dick sunburn?
Dick sunburn. The dick burn.
The dick peeling.
The dick peeling.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
As a man who has never had anything peel off his dick, That is the... If that ever happened to me, if I ever went like, oh, what's this on my dick?
It's my dick. It what was my dick.
Like,
that's the deep emotional part of this one.
That's rough. You wouldn't be able to have any fun. Basically, I wouldn't go to sleep for...
If my dick is peeling, no way.
Oh, God, and it's also wet!
The old wet dick peel! With gnats on it.
Oh, God.
And it's talking!
Why would you do this to me?
I don't know. I agree. Why would I?
My balls, no balls, please.
That's the worst.
Oh, man. Honestly, even if it wasn't, even if you only had the ability to put a dick sunburn on someone, if it was only limited to that, and I don't even know how you would burn a vagina that way, but, I mean, I don't think it's quite the same. I would say maybe I think a titty burn would probably be worse.
Titty burns would be probably awful, just because the amount of friction that would be going on in the bra. Yeah.
Oh, that's awful. Like, it's just a titty burn. It's like the reverse of, like, the farmer's tan or whatever. Like, the tan line.
Just where the bra is.
Yeah.
And especially in the back where the clasps go, that part. Yeah.
Oh, what? It's... Ah, Jesus.
So if you only had the ability to do titty and dick burns, that is almost too powerful.
And especially if... I could also make them unable to open their fly or their bra strap. No, you can't. Nope, not happening.
Oh, man.
Those are closed to you.
So, us individually, we're not powerful enough. But if our powers combine, we are the most powerful.
Captain Planet!
If each one of us was given the five powers we assigned ourselves, it would be really devastating.
Oh, it would.
To work in concert.
Would, I mean...
Ruin a life.
No, easily ruin a life.
No first dates would be successful.
None. Unless they were super covert first dates done in iron boxes that at least had 500 feet from every other direction from everything else.
Although, at the same time, might make you feel wet. Helping a brother out. Right at the end of that.
You know, there is the benefit.
There
of
you
that.
Go.
There is the benefit of that.
There you go.
Man. To be fair... I really enjoy these lists. They're fantastic. But I'm glad. I can't know if I can say that. I was going to say, I'm glad all of us don't have these powers. But we'd have so much fun.
Like, if we ever do combine these powers, can we just make a pact that we won't use them on each other?
No, you have to use the beard one on me.
Okay, well, besides that one.
And there's some other powers that actually could be useful to me. So, like I'm not making that bet.
The dick burn powers?
I mean, what I really want is to peel my dick. Like a banana.
Shusher.
No. God. Actually, let me before we finish.
Okay.
If you out of the goodness of your heart, and I'm going to scratch the beard one for you because I already said that one.
Okay.
If you were to use one of your powers for good, for each of us here, what would you do? What would you do?
Because I got to take a look here. I guess for me, it had to be that previously discussed. The version of the super ventriloquism where I talk to, like, the 2-year-old with the thing. But, like, okay. I'll stop it after a few months.
Sure.
Before they realize that they're crazy.
So you would help a young child.
I'll be like the teacher. Like, let me teach you the ABCs, little Timmy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, mine's the wetness thing.
Yeah, yours.
Y'all are welcome. Y'all would be welcome.
Well, can you help me with that tonight, Dan?
Yeah, I'd be like, here you go, bro. I'm going to leave, but y'all going to get to it.
Here's the problem. And we talked about, I now realize this at the close of our five. We talked about positive things for both of you. We didn't talk about them for mine, because I don't think there are positive things for any of mine.
If somebody you know is on a terrible date, they have a signal to you.
Okay, outside of a first date.
Okay.
Just so actually, this will bring us into the recap. Because if you guys can think of something, a good power for these, the only good power I can think of is... Okay. Number 5 was spinach tooth. There's no way this is going to help really anybody.
No.
It's only to fuck with people. Number 3 was the fruit flies. Not going to help anybody. Number 1, instant tramp stamp. Unless there's like a 14-year-old girl that's like, I want to get a tramp stamp. Like, well, how about you test that out real quick? Which is not really that good. The only way, I mean, number two was Fart Throw, which is only just funny for
fun.
It's funny for yourself, but it doesn't really help anybody.
No.
No.
The only slight silver lining I can think of any of mine is number four was my silverware bend. That is only if you have a friend who's on a diet.
I would actually go also in a nutritional aspect. You put so much spinach in a homeless man's teeth that his iron is good.
I mean, that is a stretch.
But you just fill his teeth with spinach. Feed him.
Mine are truly useless and only to fuck with people.
Yeah.
My list is only to fuck with people.
Well done, sir.
Well, there it is. So again, real quick, spinach juice, silverware bend, fruit fly number three, fart throw number dose, and number one, the instant tram stamp. Dan, you're five?
I didn't put these in any particular order. I was just grabbing them as we were going.
Okay.
But make part of you feel wet. The untrustable fart.
Good.
Forcing people to yawn for up to 20 seconds. The ability to put it on lockdown until I open it.
It's a good one.
And to make you forget that word up to a month.
And what's your five?
My five was number five, fecal kinesis. My number four is facial hair follicle hyperactivity. My number three is super ventriloquism. My number three is sneeze master flash. My number one is instant sunburn.
A.K.A. banana dick peel.
What a terrible superhero name. Banana dick.
Banana dick peel, yo.
So, as always, we would like to thank Dan for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Thank you, Dan.
This was a super fun top five. I enjoyed it very much. But as always, you check us out on Twitter and Facebook, which will be coming very shortly.
It's right around the corner, guys.
But in the meantime, please, if you think that you have a better five, or if you think we missed something, or if you have an idea for a top five to come in the future, we would love to hear from you. So please hit up the Lounge Geeks forum and let us know what you think. You can also get us by email as well. So we would love to hear from you. Dan, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This next week, we'll be watching the movie Primer. We promise we'll discuss that next week.
Mm-hmm.
And also, to any of our listeners out there, we are trying to find Netflix instant movies that, as Wes was speaking about the Power Rangers this week, we're looking for movies that you used to think were good in your youth, maybe mid-90s-ish or mm-hmm. so. And we would like to put those things up against the test of time, kind of like we did Face Off a couple weeks ago. Any movies like that you have, we would love to hear your suggestions so we could watch those together, talk about them a little bit, and see how they hold up. So, again, I am Steve.
I'm Wes.
I've been Dan.
That was five, and we're out!